The Saints have just ticked over 54,000 members. It's a club record. You can jump on board now. Head to saintsmembership.com.au to join the march today. And on the back of that, Doug Howard, the Defenders, star Defenders, been good enough to join us. Doug, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. Good to be here, mate.
Back on track on the weekend. Sometimes when you're playing in that last line or in the defensive half, you get the best view of all. I mean, did you get a sense of it early that you boys were back and the game style of footy that you want to play was back in the manner that you wanted it?
Yeah, certainly. It was a nice first quarter to be in the back line anyway. And the boys, I guess, yeah, as you said, you can see it all and could see the run we were getting through the midfield off half back. And felt like getting a bit of our brand back.
You've been seeing a lot of action down there in defence this year, Dougal.
Yeah, probably a bit too much at times, to be honest. I'd like to be out of the action a bit more because it usually means we're going all right. So fingers crossed we can get back to that way a bit.
As a defender and as a key defender, do you feel more comfortable positioning yourself in front of your direct opponent or back shoulder? How do you like to set up, and at when do you feel like, okay, this is where I feel comfortable as a defender?
I guess it depends what sort of part of the ground you're in, what, if the ball's coming fast or slow, all that sort of stuff. And I guess what you've got around you as a team, like we want to be in a position where we can help others. So if that's being in front so you can come and support your teammate and put them in a better position, or if that means playing at the back so they can hold the front. I guess we want to work together as a back six. And I think, yeah, it's been a bit chopped and changed back there with obviously a bit of change in personnel and injuries and stuff this year compared to last year. But, really looking at getting that chemistry back and working with the other keys down there, I guess.
How important is that chemistry? We often hear defenders talk about that, a settled back six, and clubs like to have a settled back six. You lose a couple of blokes, you don't really understand their games, they don't understand your games intricately either. How important is that for you as that key defender?
Yeah, I find it really important. You sort of, when you play with someone who's on the same page as you, you nearly don't have to communicate. You sort of just see what, you sort of get that eye contact and you know what they're going to do and you know what you're going to do. You're both on the same page, I guess. And Cal Wilkie and I really clicked and pretty much had the same mentality around defence, I guess, when I first got to the club. And really enjoyed playing with him. And then the last couple of weeks, Dara Joyce has been good. Keen for Chip Frawley to get back in there eventually because just from the couple of times played with him, you know, he's on the same page. And obviously just the player he is, pretty excited to have him back eventually.
So did you ever doubt where you're at? I mean, you had this fantastic, relatively successful season last year where you won a final. I think that was a tick in everyone's book. But the expectations were that you'd have to build on that for it to be successful this year. Did you have any doubts over the past month or so?
Oh, I think you certainly do. You'll lay in bed at night. Can't stop thinking about it. It is our livelihood. You always have your doubts, but we're still really positive with where we're going as a group. And I guess our mentality at the club is staying positive, I guess, in those situations. And I think we've done that really well. And hopefully we can ride out, I guess, a couple of those losses we had and build a bit of momentum. Got some guys still coming back in the next couple of weeks. And I know just even having Paddy back on the weekend gave the group a lot of confidence and a bit of excitement as well. So, yeah, look, disappointing with how we started because we wanted to be, go a step further than last year, but we're still definitely have that in our sights.
No one, and this is sort of admirable, but no one when you talk to a player or a coach or anyone, they never say, yeah, but what about our injuries? Like, but the reality is when your good players are out, life becomes more difficult. So Paddy comes back and makes a big difference. Who are you hoping to see back in that side the next couple of weeks?
Well, hopefully, James Frawley was back in the VFL on the weekend. I'm unsure what the plan is with him, but keen to get him back eventually. Gears is tracking really well, which Gears being one of our skippers is going to be a handy inclusion just for that on-field leadership and And we know how tough he is. Just to bring a bit of that, we probably did miss a bit of that at times in a couple of those losses. Someone to just crack in and and on the other hand, guys have had to step up and hopefully they can keep going and building on what they did on the weekend.
We're talking to the Saints, Dougal Howard. Dougal, were you playing too fast in the early part of the season, the Saints?
Yeah, I think that was a bit of our problem. Our play on percentage was sort of through the roof on a couple of those early games, and maybe we just didn't adjust to the new rule, or the new rules are just manipulating the man on the mark a bit. And you see, we probably saw our other teams have done it quite well. I think the Bulldogs have probably nearly done it the best with that new stand rule, taking the man on the mark out of the play, and maybe we were just fueling it too much by not actually using the rule to our advantage. So, look, we were definitely doing that a bit, and we're building on working our ball movement out at the moment, and finding that balance between going fast and slow. And I guess as I said, you see some of the other teams how well they've done it this year, and when they go quick, and when they slow it up, they're on the same page.
I guess you play on Max King this week, do you think?
Ben.
Oh, sorry, Ben King, I mean.
I hope Max is playing for us.
sorry, I got the Kings round the wrong way.
Yeah, I'll probably no doubt spend a bit of time on him.
Will you speak to Max about him?
Now. Yeah, I was talking to King about him yesterday. Try to get a couple of hints or maybe a bit of dirt on him, bit of chirp for him. I see they're both pretty similar to play on, so... Look, it's another challenge. I think they're going to be premier forwards of the comp for the next 10 years. So, as I said, another challenge, but hopefully can get it done.
Speaking of Dougal Howard, it's thanks to Furphy. It's St Kilda Membership Day. You can get all remaining home games when you buy a three-game membership. You can call 1300 467 246. Get back to Wagga, Doug, do you, when you get a little bit of time? You still got family there?
Yeah. Spend a bit of time back there. Mum and Dad are still back there. They've got a farm just about half an hour to Wagga, which is, it's a nice getaway. And I guess being back in Melbourne at the moment can get back a bit more. But I think I was saying something about 12 months ago to the day was, I think, back there at the moment, giving Dad a hand on the farm because the season wasn't going. So,
How many acres are we talking, Duke?
They've just got 650, so just a little cattle farm they've got.
A little one.
What sort of cattle are you running on the farm there, Dougs?
Got Angus cattle.
Angus?
Black Angus?
Yeah.
Nice eating.
Yeah, that's it.
Tractor? What sort of tractor are you running with?
we've got a class tractor.
A which?
Or what?
Class.
No, those check ones.
That stumped us.
Well, you couldn't afford the John Deere.
No, good deal on the class. It does the job for a cattle farm.
We're out of our depth here, mate. I love talking to you. It's a big game. I did the Gold Coast game on the weekend. I tell you what, they have taken some giant strides. So you're going to have your work cut out, but there's some good signs on the weekend. Thanks for joining us today, mate.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dougal.
Dougal Howard, thanks to Furphy. St Kilda Membership Day, 1300 467 246. Jump on now. Wispy?
I'm not familiar with that brand of
Class. Tracker. That's the big red ones, aren't they?
That's their Case.
Case.
Their C-A-S-E.
That's what I was thinking.
The Class. Must be one of those cheap Chinese about. Ones they're shipped in.
We'll have a look.